On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
More on that coming up, but Mike, he's not impressing me. Not at all. And after last night's loss, it's more evidence to me that there's something fundamentally wrong. And there's a guy that's not here anymore that I can't blame. Whether he was playing or not, we always blame Trae Young for the lack of defense and the inability to play defense with the Atlanta Hawks. Not anymore. Last night, you're playing the Lakers. Lakers snap a three-game skid. LeBron has 31, 10, and 9. That's 31 points, 10 boards, 9 assists. He's an assist away from a triple-double. But, Mike, we give up 141 points last night. And it gets back to this team does not play defense. I am not impressed with what I'm seeing with Quinn Snyder.
No, like, I just don't even know what Quinn Snyder represents. You know, we talked about it, Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert back in the day with Utah, and maybe those guys, I don't know, just they played better defense. It just fit what he's trying to do. We do know we need a big. We'll talk about that in a second. But you've got to get these guys to buy into what you're selling. And remember, Sam Mitchell was on the show a few weeks ago, and I said, defense is effort. Ray goes, no, man, some guys just can't play defense.
He did.
So maybe we have the latter. We have a team that's just incapable of defense. We know Dyson Daniels can't. Rhys Hachey's not on this West Coast trip, apparently. Porzingis is, you know, he's one game on, one game off. He didn't make the trip west either. And as you said, at this stage of his career, he's not a rim protector either. But you do have guys that should be able to – can you just get out to the perimeter and get a hand up? I mean, we don't even do that. He got rebounded 15. I think it was 47-32 to the Lakers last night. They shot 56% from three. I mean, LeBron was one assist away from a triple-double. Even Bronny got in the game.
Yeah, I think when you go back and look at this seven-game losing streak, you guys remember this? Because we were all like, oh, we gave up on average 130 to 35 points a game. Guys, the Bulls scored 152 points on us, right? The Raptors scored 134. The Thunder, 140. This is not an aberration. This is the norm. When we lose games, we're giving up 130 or more. That's what this team is. Pistons earlier this year, 142. We don't play defense. And that goes all the way back to the start of the season when Trae was out. Mm-hmm. Trae came in. Everybody said, oh, man, they're worse defensively. We lose five games. Trae's out again. And we're still doing the same things. It is time to put this on the coach.
Yeah, look, I don't know what Quinn Snyder even stands for. I mean, nobody does a lot of – I mean, Dade, is he doing interviews? Has he been on the station? I don't know.
He has been on this station before, yeah.
Recently? Because I'd like to play the audio. I know that, you know, in the media sometimes, Dade, he's just – it's rather curt. And I'm not saying he's being rude or anything, but I just – what are you about? So real quick, Carl, let me lay this on you.
All right.
I want to – you tell – if you're on, say, Soleil – you tell this guy, look, you're on notice, man. You got to the trade deadline. That's the fifth.
Okay.
You know, I mean, give me a number. You know, deadline, all-star break, because we do have some big decisions to make at the all-star break. I want no part of Anthony Davis. More on that in a second. But if I'm Soleil, I go to him and I say, Quinn, we got to get it in gear. We got to get on a heater. Right now, we're four games in the losing column of being the six. You know, we're eight or if it's more than that to get like four or five. Let's get on a run here. Now, Jalen couldn't shoot last night, so that's a big part of it. Jalen had a really off night shooting. But I would certainly talk to Mike Malone. Mike Malone, for guys who don't remember, he won in Denver. You got to take it all the way back to earlier in his career, like 12 years ago. He was Mark Jackson's assistant. Steph Curry's on record. Draymond's on record about what a great job he did when he was an assistant in Golden State. Then Mark Jackson was politically incorrect. He got fired, and they brought in Kerr. But I'm telling you, Malone is that's what we need. We need some accountability. We need some personality. We need some vocality. Some noise, Carl. I need to hear something. Vocality? Well, you know, I want him to speak. Well, I want to hear some urgency from the coach.
Yeah, and a guy that's going to challenge in a different way, because obviously this is just not working. Somebody, guys hit us up earlier today, said, oh, Dukes and Bell, y'all are overreacting. It's one game. No, it's not. This is who we've been, not just this season.
We haven't played defense for 4 years.
Correct. So as good as things might look, and I said to you earlier today, I said, well, why should I be buying into this? Why should I be excited? Yeah, I like Jalen. I love JJ. I think there's a lot of promise there. Nikhil's way better than most people thought he would be. But that's not what wins games. You got to get stops, Mike, when it matters. And more importantly, you got to be able to at least slow a team down. Last night, the Lakers are leading 81-60 at the half. Then they come out and go on a 12-1 run to start the third quarter. Game over. That is a problem. And so as we talk about the Hawks, and we took plenty of your calls earlier, if you want to chime in, you can. 404-726-0929. Guy called in and said, Dukes and Bell, our problem is we don't have a center. That's our problem?
Well, we do need some size in the front court because, as the other caller brought up today earlier in the show, Okongwu is now that Al Horford position in basketball, popping out for a three, so you're losing out on some boards in that case. The guy, and I brought this up to Carl earlier, Carl knows, if you listen to the show all these years, thank you, but I like the big Eastern European guy, the big Cro-Magnon, looks like a bad guy in a James Bond movie.
Yes.
Right? That's what we need. Like, the guy looks like the bad guy in The Transporter.
Matter of fact, he doesn't speak.
Yes.
Right?
If he dies, he dies. Anyway, I got Zubats from the Clippers. The Clippers apparently are going to fire sale it. They are jammed up with a cap. Bad news is the Celtics want another big. This is the guy. He scores. He can do. He plays some defense. That's the size guy we need in the front court. And guys, well, what did you give up? Well, no, we're not giving up the Pelicans pick.
No,
but you know the Clippers would be certainly interested if the numbers match to get the Porzingis expiring contract on the books to help him out. Just something to think about. But I just thought Ivica Zubac from Croatia. That's the big guy. We saw him here. Well, I think the Clippers may play here, right? Earlier this year, Day-Day? Either way, that's the guy that I'd like. That's the archetype we need for this team. Damian says we should go for DeAndre Ayton. Now, I think he's soft as Charmin, but he still gets you 15 boards a night.
Yeah, that's what they're asking him to do in L.A. I mean, he's not having to score a whole lot, even though he can. We know he can. But that's not what they were asking him to do. But, yeah, look, I'm with you as far as the Clippers are in trouble. They're a 16-win team, and they spent a lot of money on their stars to try to turn this around. Steve Ballmer, monster mistake, Mike.
Right.
So they're going to have issues, and they got to move some of these contracts. I'm all about Zubats. I have no issue whatsoever with Zubats. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. Dede, what do you want to add? You want to add something?
Oh, no. I was just mouthing. I was saying in regards to the Clippers, and they got that brand new arena.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
They got their own joint.
They got to put butts in seats.
Yeah, but Ballmer, there's a luxury tax. That's why, like, when we talked earlier about where's Giannis going to land, because apparently Giannis thought the fans were booing him, so he started booing the fans last night. And you know, there's only a couple of teams that are going to be able to do that. And if you do, you're going to be in the tax through the yin yang. Real quick, just as a follow up to the defensive, the problem we're having in the front court, I can't, no Anthony Davis,
no.
I know that they say now after saying 2 months now they're still saying he's going to be out for at least 4 weeks, maybe more. Carl, he's just a walking injury report. I can't have it.
I'm with you. It's not appealing whatsoever. Even though he might help you for 4 games, you'll be hurt for 4 weeks. Trae Young. Speaking of Trae, apparently he's still recovering, Mike, from the MCL and quad injuries. He will not play for Washington until maybe mid-February.
Wow. So we thought, you know, at the end when he was doing like the shootarounds and stuff and then not playing, that he was just kind of like maybe dogging it because he didn't want to, I don't know, didn't want to get injured. So they put him on ice. Is this tanking?
State your source.
Yeah. Well, is this DC this going for the tank?
We're talking to you or about you, Trae.
Just yes, state
Mike,
your source.
I think so. Look, the Wizards are saying we're taking a cautious approach.
They're tanking.
That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like.
You just got Trae. You know, they're like, they're right now. If Trae doesn't play, they will be in that lottery for darn sure. I mean, they're going to be one of the worst 3 teams in the league.
What have you won?
Trae's in a Wizards uniform inside of a block of ice.
Just ice Trae for you.
Ice, no. That is Trae. No, that is Trae on ice.
But
ice Trae.
He is on ice. But
I think the most run he's gotten in that jersey was for the photo shoot introducing Trae Young.
Well,
to
then
the Wizards.
He took, I think it was him or maybe the Wizards. Right. They took a picture of his new locker.
Right, yeah, with the jersey. Yeah. Gold and white and black.
Ain't got a lick of sweat on that bad boy yet.
All right, man.
So let's review. No on Anthony Davis.
No.
Lukewarm on the Snyder, let's go. If these guys can't start putting.
Lukewarm?
I want to look. I don't want to be the guy, but all right. Yes, I would fire Quinn Snyder.
He's not getting this done.
Mike Malone is available. Mike Malone has won a championship, and he's from Queens. He's a good guy, Carl. I would. That's the guy I'd get. We need some fire.
Yeah.
Fire in the belly.
Fire and ice.
And by the way, I thought I was butchering the language. Vocality is a word. A couple guys hit us up on the text line, so I wasn't off.
No,
just being vocal.
I just look. We're sitting in the ninth spot. We're 2 games under .500. our goal with Trey being out before the trade was, hey, as long as we're 500 before Trey gets back, we should be in good shape. You know where we're at right now? The play-in.
Yes, again.
We've turned the calendar, and guess what? We are 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. We're a game from being in the 10th spot behind the Bulls. And remember, the Bulls beat the hell out of us twice earlier this year.
Well, guess what the Prince of Patience is preaching?
Who?
How's that for an alliteration? Day-Day said maybe this season for us will be a great big nothing.
Well, so we're just mediocrity?
I mean, we're embarrassing, folks.
And we are trending. If I mean, all honesty, we're trending that way right now. Now, look, maybe
you're throwing in the towel.
I'm not going to say I'm throwing it in, but here's what I'll say. I would not have a problem with them, to Anse Saleh's comments in his presser earlier in regards to looking towards the future. We'll take what may this season. However it rolls, we'll take it. Let's look at how we're going to build moving forward. Because honestly, guys, if this team makes the playoffs, honestly, like, I feel like sometimes we just can't have real, like, call it barbershop talk if you want to, a real conversation. If you look at this roster, this is not a team that's going to make a deep playoff run. I don't want play-in teams. I don't want teams eliminated in the first round. We've had that too long. I want a team that is going to be in the second, third round of the playoffs. And that's not this roster, in my opinion.
Go get some size for the front court. Get another shooter. I mean, look, I think we're good right now. I don't think we need another wing or anything. I think we're good there. I think we talked about it. Nas kicking ass. He's going for 30 every night. Last night was a bad night for Jalen. You know, McCollum, we'll let him walk. Even Kispert's hasn't been bad. So I'd say go get a big, trade the what would be perceived as the Cavs pick and more to get a guy like Zubat, so you got the size. And let's go to work and let's cook. And then you still have that Pelicans pick to go get your next point guard. But I still think, Day-Day, we're four games in the lost column behind the Magic for the locked-in sixth seed. You tell me we couldn't go win on a run?
Yeah.
Win 8-10?
I can't give up, player. I cannot just say.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we'll chalk it up to whatever this is going to be. When you've just traded your star.
Right. And you got to get
Porzingis. But you already started chalking it up when you traded your star.
Yeah, but that move was to make the next move. Right. It was like, I'm seeing two moves down the row. We're playing chess, right?
Right.
This isn't checkers.
In my opinion, yeah. I think this is the most relevant time to look into the future.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.